Daily News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. French President Emmanuel Macron is planning to travel to Algeria next week, the Elysee Palace announced on Saturday, saying that the official visit will take place from August 25th through the 27th. Macron accepted an invitation by Algeria's president, his office said. Thanks to its large natural gas reserves, Algeria recently has also become a center of attention for the European Union in its efforts to cut back imports from Russia. At least 13 people have been killed in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, after Al-Qaeda-linked militants attacked a hotel, seizing hostages that authorities were battling to free nearly 24 hours later, an intelligence officer said Saturday. The attackers blasted their way into the Hyatt Hotel on Friday evening with two car bombs before opening fire. Somalia's al-Shabaab insurgents have claimed responsibility. The gunmen were holding an unknown number of hostages on the second floor of the facility, an intelligence officer said, preventing authorities from using heavy weapons. They had also bombed out the stairs to make it harder to access certain floors, he said. The attack was the first major attack since President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed took office in May. Al-Shabaab has been fighting to topple the Somali government for more than 10 years. It wants to establish its own rule based on a strict interpretation of Islamic law. At least 15 people were killed in India after heavy monsoon rains triggered flash floods and landslides near the Himalayan foothills, authorities said Saturday. Rescue officials were rushed to Mandi district in the northern state of Himachal Pradesh, where a torrent of floodwater swept away two houses and killed eight people, a government statement said. Landslides and flooding claimed seven other lives across the state, the release added. This is VOA News. Thousands of people gathered at the Zulu Royal Palace in South Africa on Saturday for the coronation of a new king in the country's richest and most influential traditional monarchy. Mosuzulu Zulu is set to succeed his father, who died in March of last year after 50 years in charge. Although the title of king does not bestow executive power, the monarchs wield great moral influence over more than 11 million Zulus, which make up nearly a fifth of South Africa's population. Men and women in colorful traditional outfits assembled outside the marble palace on the hills of Nongoma, a small town in the southeastern province of KwaZulu-Natal, the Zulu heartland. Tens of thousands more were expected to arrive throughout the day to honor the new sovereign. The next Zulu monarch will inherit a fortune and tap into a rich seam of income. The former monarch received some 71 million rand, or $4.2 million a year from the government, and owns several palaces and other properties. And a royal trust manages almost 3 million hectares, or 7.4 million acres of land. That's an area about the size of Belgium. Greece on Saturday concluded 12 years of European Union fiscal surveillance that was imposed in return for bailouts after a crushing debt crisis. In November 2009, Athens revealed a sharp rise in its public deficit that eventually led to a financial crisis across the Eurozone and wreaked havoc on Greek finances for a decade. In exchange for bailout cash of 289 billion euros and to stop Greece from crashing out of the Eurozone, a troika made up of the International Monetary Fund, EU, and the European Central Bank demanded across-the-board reforms from Athens. These included deep state spending and salary cuts, tax hikes, privatizations, and other sweeping reforms aimed at righting public finances. The economy contracted by more than a quarter, unemployment spiked to almost 28%, and skilled professionals emigrated in droves. The Prime Minister said Saturday a cycle of 12 years, which has brought pain to citizens, led to economic stagnation and divided society, has ended. Greece, like fellow bailout EU members Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, and Ireland, will still be monitored by its creditors while paying back its debts. According to the European Commission projections, the Greek economy will grow by 4% this year, much higher than the Eurozone average of 2.6%. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.